Hey, what's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. If you follow my podcast, then you remember last time we spoke about the swim patterns of sharks in the vicinity of humans. Today, I'd like to continue and finish all the different patterns, the explanation of these patterns. The first pattern I'd like to discuss today is the frontal approach. As the name says, the shark comes right head on towards us. And I have to admit, this is my favorite. I don't know why, but I always like when a shark really comes straight on. That tells me he is very, very curious. And definitely there is some interaction going on. The big difference to passing and their modifications, what we did last time, is that the shark has to veer off or turn at one point. Otherwise, well, it would swim into a person, which never happens. So no matter what, if you down there, a shark approaches you more or less head on or in a slight angle or whatever, you can be assured no shark will just keep swimming and swim into you. That will not happen. Bottom line, I think the shark is quite curious when he does a frontal approach. I'm not really sure what it means, a frontal approach, but it seems that the shark really tries to get a reaction from us. On the other hand, I'm quite certain that it's not an approach to provoke us, since it never happened. The reason for this last statement is that no matter how often I've seen sharks approaching me in a direct manner, and this includes white sharks, tigers, bulls, mako sharks, and other large sharks, I never felt the situation may turn dangerous. The sharks always turned close to the inner circle, at the inner circle, or even way before. Of course, a shark that I consider very curious comes much closer. Independently of how we may feel when a shark approaches head on, remember, the shark will never swim right into us. It will always change its approach. Beside the frontal approach, there is another one that is rather direct, but well, most of the time you don't notice it. It's called the blind spot approach. As the name describes, the shark approaches from our blind side, likely from right behind us. Remember, we spoke about that the shark understands where the front and back of us is, and we don't really know how that works, but it seems they really have an ability to understand in what direction we look. I think it's fascinating, and I keep doing some research on it, so I hope down the road I will have a better answer. But for now, just assume, and we show that the shark knows where the front and back is. Against common wisdom, a shark that approaches from behind is not an animal that wants to sneak up, but an animal that is shy and does not want to be seen. So there's a difference. So it definitely does not mean that the shark is up to no good or something like that. So if you don't feel good, you know, of any potential shark that may come from behind, if you ever dive, swim, snorkel in the vicinity of areas where sharks have been seen, just turn around once in a while or permanently pivot so that no shark can actually come from behind. The reason behind this pattern seems clear. The shark is likely very shy at this point, but still wants to get as close as possible to examine us. So if we don't turn around, the shark may come as close as the inner circle. And I've seen sharks that actually went beyond that, into the hot zone. Either I looked at some people close by or I'm using a mirror. That really, of course, solves quite a few bottlenecks. So it can happen that the shark does several such approaches until it does not turn around at the turning point and swim back to the entry point, but keeps swimming along the incoming leg and passes us very close. This pattern then turns into another swim pattern, which we call X approach or cross approach. So X approach is modified blind spot approach. The X or cross refers actually to the swim direction of the shark with reference to the person's viewing angle, which most of the time will be crossed in front of the person. Although this pattern starts very careful, again, blind spot approach, and rather shy, the shark eventually will calm down before it performs an X approach. This is probably the closest approach a shark will ever swim when it passes right next to us. I've seen sharks that were close about as half a body length of the respective animals. So these were actually all the two-dimensional patterns, meaning the shark approaches us on the same level. So if sharks approach us on the same level, there must be also the approach patterns in a three-dimensional manner. A 3D environment compared to a 2D. Well, if a shark can approach in a three-dimensional manner, that means there must be a water column. So we divide waters in two-dimensional and three-dimensional water. Two-dimensional, as it says, is only going back and forth, but a shark cannot approach in the third dimension. In the water column, in 3D, it can. So how do we define 3D and 2D? Well, in the 3D environment, a shark is able to swim up and down the water column without touching the surface or the bottom with its inner circle. So naturally, the inner circle of a shark is two body lengths, so the diameter would be four body lengths. So that's everything beyond four body lengths with the respective species present would then be a 3D environment. But keep in mind, of course, this is just a definition we had to create to get an idea between two-dimensional and three-dimensional space. When we talk 3D approaches, we actually have two different patterns. The one is called straight up, and the second one is called top down. Most of the time, you're going to see a straight up. For example, you're hovering at the surface, and the shark really comes in a vertical approach straight up to you, towards your feet. Most of the time, the shark stops at the inner circle, so it is actually nothing more than a 3D frontal approach. Top-down is more rare because the shark, as the name says, would have to come from above down towards you, which is normally not the case. It's sort of a disadvantage to shark to actually approach you from that direction because the shark itself can be seen much better towards bright background. And, of course, the shark has a harder time to pick you up against the darker bottom. But there's an exception, of course. Sometimes we've seen sharks who actually did the top down, but only then when they had the sun in their back. So there is actually quite a good camouflage for a shark that actually comes top down. So basically, that's all the patterns that are out there. But you may now recall an encounter where you could not put what you saw in one of these approach categories, meaning you saw something that did not have a clear incoming or outgoing leg, neither did it have an entry or exit point. Correct. That can very well be the case. Even more so that sharks are often not yet noticed at their entry point or early in their entry leg. Sometimes a shark swims what we call up and down. Not in a 3D dimension, but, you know, back and forth. And these patterns are situations where a shark seems trapped in a motivation waiting for the situation to change. For example, the shark assumes it gets fed. It swims around to make sure it is ready when it happens. So the motivation here is expectation. The corresponding motion that we could describe is displacement behavior. The shark just swims around to let time pass. Similar other motivations will be stress-related, for example, or expecting. Stress-related, for example, a shark needs to be clean at a cleaner station, and you happen to be right on top of that very cleaning station, so the shark does not dare to come closer. He needs to be clean, but he doesn't get him closer, so it's stressed. So the animal will then swim back and forth. There are other motivations, of course, and it always depends on the situation, what kind of motivation the shark is in. But very important, if it's not food related, let's say the shark just got a fish, but the fish nevertheless escaped and is now hiding within a coral block. And you're right there, and the shark swims up and down and expects you to leave. I'm pretty sure that the shark will never retaliate and just bites you for the sake of get out of my way here. The shark again will swim up and down, and it's maybe stress related. Maybe it's expecting that you move. So here as well, the shark lets time pass. Understanding swim or approach patterns is an important part in getting a first idea what the incoming shark is up to or what motivation is likely to guide the shark. Whenever you're in a situation, remember, fear comes from not knowing what's going to happen, not knowing how to interpret the situation. But any shark that approaches us must do so in a certain pattern. So right there, we have an idea, a first idea, what the most likely intention of a shark is. Go to our website, Let's Talk Shark. I explain in there some of the swim patterns. It's not complete yet, but I'm working on it. Or just open one of my books and go to the swim patterns, and you will have a much more detailed answer. Okay, that's it for today. I hope you have now a better idea what these approach patterns are and how to use them, how to interpret them. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, check its swim pattern, see what it's up to. But most importantly, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.